Have any drier than expressions.
I think it's always dry here, so nobody really cares. Asthma makes it hard to
breathe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a name for a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah, but I can't think of it right this moment. It's
It also might be the name for a coastal southwest wind from Oregon on north.
Mm-hmm. It's back there in the cobwebs of my brain somewhere.
Would you call it a
It's the Santa Ana winds out in California area. The Chinook winds, there's the word, isn't it? Chinook winds up in,
And what's a blue norther?
That is a really bad cold storm.
Okay. If it now it hasn't rained since.
1.16,
yeah.
Since January.
What do we call that?
We call that a drought.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for that?
It's been a long dry spell.
That's a good one. What kind of grasses might a farmer grow? Things that we make bread with, you know.
Right, he grows wheat, he grows, wheat would be the grasses, but they grow other things.
Mm-hmm. And what are some local trees?
Local trees are mulberry trees and elm trees and ash trees and palo verde trees. And what are those really nasty trees with the long big seed pods? Locust trees. We have some really nice locust trees that smell wonderful in the spring. I suppose they're local.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're here anyway.
Yeah. And we're not talking about fruit trees now, are we?
No.
No.
Just
shade
trees in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cottonwood trees. Mm-hmm. Forgot the most important ones of all.
What about desert plants?
Well, you have ocotillo and prickly pear and mesquite and greasewood and desert verbena, yucca, candles of the Lord. That's a good selection, isn't it?
That's good, yeah. A bunch of trees all together is called
a grove of trees.
And I see some out there, those kind of
the junipers?
Yeah, junipers are what kind of plant?
They're an evergreen. They're a
They wouldn't be a tree, though. They'd be a
shrub.
Mm-hmm. And plants that you don't want in your garden are called
weeds.
Could weed ever be something that you would want to keep?
Well, there are some plants that we consider to be weeds that we eat.
Hmm.
The Mexicans call them verdolagas. Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as lamb's quarters. Kind of looks like a succulent.
Hmm.
Grows close to the ground with little brownish leaves like that.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious, cooked up with onions and a little chili. Ragweed is also very tasty when it's tiny little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not things you would want to keep in your garden, but those would feed you if you needed to have something to eat.
Oh, you know, we used to have in our garden some plants that we called weeds, but because they were desert plants, but we liked them and we kept them anyway. I mean, are there any plants like that that you would you consider those to be weeds?
I can't think of any that I would have that I would like to keep. So tell me what you're thinking of, because I'm curious.
I don't know. Well, we had this tree that we called a weed. It was one of those desert trees. I don't know.
The little flowers kind of look like a little orchid.
I don't know. I don't remember, but it hung over. It was very bushy, and it hung over our pond. And my mom knows what they're called.
I don't know what that is.
Have you ever seen those trees that drop the balls on the ground?